الحمد لله كفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher. Peace and salutation upon our master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we just came out from great, glorious, Mubarak month of Ramadan, and we're ending the month of Shawwal. May Allah ta'ala make it easy and accept all our a'mal which we made during the month of Ramadan. All those who kept 6 Shawwal fast, Allah Ta'ala accept them, and Allah Ta'ala give us in the true sense of the words the taqwa which Allah Ta'ala mentioned, la'allakum tattaqoon. And on the 16th of June, we South African commemorated, celebrated Father's Day and Youth Day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that with regard to the father, that 15 diseases, if they will penetrate the ummah, then the ummah must await the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 from these 15, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with a lot of clarity, mentioned that وَبَرَّ صَدِيقَهُ, the sign will be that a person will befriend and will be treating his friends with a humility, friendship, and lot of closeness, but he will divorce his father. He will divorce his father with regard to respect of the father, with regard to be kind, compassion, and merciful towards his father. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regard to the father, wajafa abahu. That means he will be showing disrespect towards his father. This is the time which we see the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's happening to the ummah, that a person, he is friendly, compassionate and kind and merciful towards his friend, but as far as his father concerned, we see that he doesn't show kindness, respect and humility towards his father. A person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complained with regard to his father, that my father, he gets hold of all my wealth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was rahmatan lil alameen, he summoned his father. And the old father, with support of a stick, he presented himself to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that your son has some dispute with regard to you, that you uphold his wages, his wealth. Is that true? The father says, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when I was strong and ready, as far as physical concern, I look after my son and I educated him when he was young and I prepared him for the rest of his life. Now when I'm weak, he's discarding me, he's divorcing me, he's not showing any kindness, he's not showing any help as far as financial concern. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that anta wa maluka li abuka. He told the son, you and your wealth belongs to your father. very important, O Ummati, O Muslima. Let us show kindness, humility, compassion, mercy towards our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And at the same time, we celebrated, commemorated the Youth Day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in hadith that a strong believer is better than a weak believer. Islam, O Ummati Muslima, teaches us to keep healthy and fit. The time of puberty is a right time to pay attention to one's health. Islam lays stress on physical training and exercise, which help to protect oneself and society. Self-defense, O Ummati Muslima, is permissible and encouraged in Islam. Extra caution must be taken while practicing that the head and face are not aimed at. It is haram to learn and practice these types of sport aggressively, offensively, or oppressively in order to cause harm or injury to someone without any valid excuse. It is not permissible to bow our head as a common practice at the beginning of any karate session. Imagine, youth of Ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourage archery. In hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, practice shooting arrows and horse riding. In these days, O Ummati Muslima, that we practice ourselves with such weapon where we can defend ourselves in today's time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned many virtues regarding archery and declared learning it as a means of attaining reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Archery, O Ummati Muslima, creates liveliness and alertness in the body, strengthens the muscles and enhances the eyesight also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to horse riding, he encouraged that horse riding is very beneficial as it provides full exercise to the body. It creates good qualities such as skills, bravery, courage, and high ambition within a person. Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim mentioned that whoever rears a horse to use it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full faith on the virtues, then all the fodder and water the horse will fill its stomach with, and even the droppings and urine will be weighed along with his other good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. In today's day, O Ummati Muslima, many things replace the horse riding or archery. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned with regard to swimming. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the best activity for the believer is swimming, and the best activity for woman is knitting. Another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, anything which is not included in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lahu and laib. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَغْ. Except for four things. First one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned enjoying with one's wife and training one's horse, walking between two targets while aiming arrows, practicing archery, and teaching or learning how to swim. Swimming, O Ummati Muslima, it is an excellent means of physical exercise. It strengthens the body muscles and keep the body strong and healthy. As at the beginning we mentioned, O Ummati Muslima, with regard to Hajj, that the month of Ramadan, which Allah Ta'ala mentioned, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, just ended, and it began with month of Shawwal. Sheikh Zakaria, rahimahullah, Sheikh al-Hadith, and most great personality which left this world in our time, he mentioned that immediately when Ramadan ends and first Shawwal comes, then our hearts, O Ummati Muslima, goes towards Haramain Sharifain, goes towards Mina, goes towards Muzdalifah, goes towards Arafat, and goes towards the Tawaf Ziyara. All those who made intention to go for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, and Allah ta'ala grant them Hajj Maqbool and Mabroor. Hajj, O Ummati Muslima, is universal ibadat where different people with different color, with different nationality and different culture from different clan, but with one aim and with one aim, with one system, one slogan, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk. Hold Ummate Muslima, this universal gathering which takes place in Arafat, in Muzdalifah, in Mina, and in Haram, all shows great unity of Ummate Muslima. Their empty slogans are given, but there is no practical show which they can present how Hajj presents such unity, such strength, such closeness of the Ummate Muslima with one aim, one garment, two cloth of Ihram. The Ummate Muslima present themselves at Arafat with these great slogans of Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, and Hajj, O Ummate Muslima. It is universal ibadah that brings brotherhood, that all the nation of Ummati Muslima gathered in such place with such unity, such muhabbat, no any dispute, no any quarrel, no any question, but one aim, the aim of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bringing that brotherhood in Islam. This is what Ummati Muslima needs. With these few words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to fulfill this one great fundamental of Islam, which is Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all those who made the intention and through some unforeseen circumstances where they cannot perform Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are going for Hajj and make them a return, a source of hidayat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that inna awwala baytin wudhi'a lin-nas lilladhi bibakkah mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. Allahu akbar. That the Haji, when he comes, he brings hidayat for his home. He brings hidayat for his town. He brings hidayat for his country. And he becomes a hidayat for lil-alamin, for all mankind. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك له الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيد الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, أحدا صمدا الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.